CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. There's been another arrest in a deadly shooting at a high school.
The father of the shooter that killed four people and injured nine others in a Georgia high school has now also been arrested. The Georgia Bureau of Investigation alleges Colin Gray knowingly let his 14-year-old son, Colt, own a gun. Multiple sources tell CBS News Gray purchased that gun for his son late last year. This news comes hours before the shooter is expected to make his first court appearance in an area courtroom Friday morning. Jared Eggleston, CBS News, Winder, Georgia.
President Biden's son Hunter has pleaded guilty to federal tax charges minutes before juror questioning was to begin. Details from CBS's Danya Backus.
The president's son entered a guilty plea on all nine counts, and the judge accepted it. Sentencing in this case is now set for December. It was last December that Hunter Biden was indicted for failing to pay at least $1.4 million in federal taxes between 2016 through 2019.
President Biden, of course, isn't a candidate, but he is continuing to campaign.
President Biden travels to Ann Arbor, Michigan today for another stop in his Investing in America series. The visit comes just 4 days after Vice President Harris campaigned in the key battleground state. Yesterday, the president went to Wisconsin, where he announced a $7.3 billion investment in clean energy for rural communities. Paulina Smolinski, CBS News. The White House.
The U.S. Labor Department releases its potentially market-moving monthly jobs report Friday morning, says CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
Some are bracing for a weaker-than-expected report for August from the Labor Department because we had fewer-than-expected jobs created, according to ADP, in the private sector. And the job openings and labor turnover survey that showed some weakness, although this is a report that really has come under a lot of criticism.
A federal judge has sentenced the Kansas City Chiefs superfan known as Chiefsaholic to more than 17 years in prison for a string of 11 bank robberies across seven states. 30-year-old Xavier Babudar admitted to stealing almost $850,000 to finance his social media stardom. He developed a following online on his Chiefsaholic account on the social media platform X after attending games dressed as a wolf in Chiefs gear. And the American Jessica Pegula has beaten Karolina Muchova in the semifinals at the U.S. Open. She'll face number 2 seed Aryna Sabalenka from Belarus in the final on Saturday. And in the NFL season opener, the Super Bowl champion Kansas City Chiefs beat the Baltimore Ravens 27-20 with Taylor Swift there. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Is this house a good price compared to others in the area? Are prices going up or down? If I don't make an offer right this very moment, will I miss my chance? These are just some of the questions a home buyer might ask. And these are the sorts of questions an agent who is a Realtor can help answer. Because Realtors have the expertise, data, and access to specialty training to help you navigate the process of buying a home. They provide support, guidance, and have your back every step of the way. That's what Realtors do, because that's who we are. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Christmas is more than 100 days away, but millions of Americans are already buying gifts and looking for deals.
Ted Rossman from the personal finance site Bankrate says about 1 in 4 people will begin buying in October, and there should be plenty of bargains.
That's when we start to see the Black Friday kind of pricing, things like Amazon Prime Big Deal Days, Target Circle Week.
The Bankrate survey found shoppers will be strategic. About 1 in 3 say inflation is changing the way they shop.
Gotta try and save and budget the best you can.
And for many, that budget is tightening. 76% of Americans say they expect to spend the same or less than last year. Michael George, CBS News, New York.
New research suggests that volcanoes were still erupting on the moon when dinosaurs roamed Earth. Researchers based their conclusion on an analysis of tiny glass beads brought back from the moon by a Chinese spacecraft. Christopher Cruz.
WRJN weather.
meteorologist Rodney Price. A chance of showers and thunderstorms here in the overnight. We'll see mostly cloudy skies. Daybreak temperatures in the upper 50s, a light north breeze. On Friday, still a chance of a shower around. Otherwise, we'll see plenty of clouds, gusty north winds, and highs in the upper 60s. It's 66 at our studios.
Why do I need you so? Baby, baby, try to find a little time, and I'll make you happy. I'll be home, I'll be beside the phone waiting for you. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Why do you build me a body car, baby, just to let me down?
Park to historic Horlick Field. Local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Wow! I feel good. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good. So good. I got you. Oh, I feel nice. Sugar and spice. I feel nice. Sugar and spice. So nice. So nice. I got you.
ties, sparkle someone else's eyes. Now, woman, get away from me, American woman, mama, let me be. Go, gotta get away, gotta get away. Now, go, go, go. I'm gonna leave you, woman. Gonna leave you, woman. Bye, bye, bye. We'll be right back.
sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN. At Civic Media, we encourage active political engagement and remind listeners to think critically about political advertisements you may hear during this critical election year. Our stations are licensed by the FCC and are required to accept all ads for federal candidates. We also air state and local candidates, as well as paid ads from issue and PAC groups. Truth is rarely as simple as any political ad may claim. So again, we urge you to think critically about what you hear in the spirit of promoting authentic and respectful civic dialogue.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. You know what's near and dear to my heart? The lotto. Oh, I love me some scratch-offs. I buy them and put them in everybody's stocking at Christmas. But, and this is a big one, I also know that buying lotto tickets is mathematically and financially what my grandpa would have called a waste of money. The internet is full of hilarious ways to show how bad our chances of winning are. Like that we are 20,000 times more likely to be struck by lightning than to win the Powerball. So, if your goal is to have more money in the future and you enjoy the occasional scratch-off, recognize that the lotto is a little bit of hope and fun and not much more than that. I spend 10 or 20 bucks on it every year and I enjoy those moments to the max. When I'm done, I go back to being smart about my money, which I'm here to help you do too. For more everyday money tips, check out Work Money Media on YouTube. Till next time, this is Carrie Joy saying, take good care.
Are you ready to start a meaningful career in healthcare? Are you looking for a job that fits your work-life balance? Become a certified direct care professional today and make life better for older adults or people with a disability. WIS Caregiver Careers makes it easy with free online training plus earn a $500 bonus. See your name on Wisconsin's Certified Direct Care Registry. Sign up today at WISCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
other day. Every other day. Every other day of the week is fine. Yeah. But whenever Monday comes, but whenever Monday comes, you can find me crying all of the time. Monday, Monday. That day, Monday, Monday, it just turns out that way. Oh, Monday, Monday, won't go away. Monday, Monday, it's here to stay.
Sounds different on WRJN. We're refreshing hometown radio with local news and timeless hits. Our on-air host will keep you up to date with local, state, and national news every hour, along with Mike Clemens Sports and, of course, the local weather forecast. Then Don Rosen, Cindy Huber, and Kurt Vollman will talk about what's happening right here in our city, county, and state while spinning those timeless hits that are so much fun to hear again. You can hear our Civic Media talk shows on 540 AM WAUK or on the Civic Media app. You can hear WRJN on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and on our historic AM frequency, 1400 AM. Local news, timeless hits. WRJN.
squire just came out to mow his lawn. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal burning everywhere. Rows of houses that are all the same, and no one seems to care. See Mrs. Gray, she's proud today because her roses are in bloom. Mr. Green, he's so serene, he's got a TV in every room. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Here in status symbol land, mothers complain about how hard life is, and the kids just don't understand. A creature of comfort goes, they only know my soul. Make it hard for me to see. My thoughts all seem to stray to places far away. I need a change of scenery. Another Pleasant Valley Sunday. Charcoal
gentle ballroom queen here with us. She tried to take me upstairs for a ride. She had to heave me right across her shoulder. Cause I just can't seem to drink you off my mind. It's a honky-tonk blues. Give me the honky-tonk blues. I laid a divorce thing in New York City.
My mind. Hey. It's
local news and timeless favorites. WRJN.
Hey!
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
Blessed day. dog say goodnight, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? They're really saying, I love you. I hear babies cry. I watch them grow. They learn much more than I ever knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Ooh, yeah.
If you're down baby, it's so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with, love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, and don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the dove.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A son and his father are facing serious charges after a deadly shooting at a high school.
Due in court today is 14-year-old Colt Gray, who is charged as an adult with four counts of felony murder and Wednesday's shooting at Appalachia High School in Winder, Georgia, that left two students and two teachers dead. Georgia authorities say 54-year-old Colin Gray is charged with multiple counts of involuntary manslaughter, second-degree murder, and cruelty to children. Chris Hosey of the Georgia Bureau of Investigation.
These charges stem from Mr. Gray knowingly allowing his son to possess a weapon.
Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News.
A surprise guilty plea from Hunter Biden in his tax case, as we hear from CBS's